Bolt Talk, Tuesday, July 19th, 2005, show number 2. Charger fans, and welcome to another edition of the Bolt Talk podcast. My name is Ray, and I'm your host. And for all of you tuning in for the first time, I'd like to welcome you to the show. And for everyone that subscribed to my first podcast, welcome back. Tonight, I have a couple of news items to get you guys caught up on. And I also will be giving you my preview of the Chargers offense going into training camp, which happens to start in about 7 days. Also, for all you video game junkies out there, I'll be giving you my review on NCAA Football 2006. But before we get into the news, I'd like to invite all my listeners to please check out the main website at www.bolttalk.com. That is my blog, and that is where I list all the current Charger news items on a daily basis, basically. So please, if you get a chance, check it out. So let's jump into the San Diego Charger news. Congratulations to number 19, Lance Allworth. Finally, after all these years, we're finally going to retire his jersey during the halftime show of the November 20th Buffalo Bills game. Lance Allworth, who played with the San Diego Chargers from 1962 to 1972, managed to amass 542 career receptions for 10,266 yards and 85 touchdowns. Simply put, he is the best wide receiver in Chargers history and, in my opinion, probably the best in NFL history. I mean, really, even better than Jerry Rice. So he is only the second Charger to have his number retired by the San Diego Chargers organization, the first one being Dan Fouts, number 14. And the funny thing is that we as Charger fans can thank Raiders owner Al Davis for bringing Lance Allworth to San Diego back in 1962. So, again, congratulations to Lance Allworth and to the Allworth family. Also, in the news, we are going to have a new radio team here in Southern California. And I'm just going to read this straight from Chargers.com. Fans throughout Southern California will hear not one, but two new voices when they tune into the games this year on the team's new flagship station, Rock 105.3. The Chargers and Clear Channel Communications have hired Josh Lewin, Hank Bauer, and Katie Temple to be the voices of the San Diego Chargers football team. Lewin and Temple are new to the broadcast, and Bauer returns for his eighth season. Lewin will be the new play-by-play voice, and Temple will fill in for a newly created role of sideline reporter. Bauer continues to be in his color analyst role, and some of the radio stations that will be receiving the Chargers broadcast, again, will be 105.3 in San Diego, 1540 AM in Los Angeles, 103.3 FM in Temecula, Riverside, and San Bernardino, 1010 AM in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indio, and Coachella Valley, and 1230 AM in Imperial Valley and Yuma. So everybody that lives out there can now pretty much tune in. Everybody throughout Southern California, that is, can tune in and listen to the Chargers broadcast. Also in the news, just a quick status update on Merriman. Apparently, negotiations between Merriman and GM A.J. Smith have not started yet. Merriman is waiting for Dallas and New Orleans to sign their players first before he'll determine what he's worth at the 12th slot. So A.J. Smith basically is saying that they basically do not have a position of strength here. So whatever he's slotted for is what he's going to get. And if the Postons are smart, they're going to learn basically from Sexton, who was Phillip Rivers' agent last year, and learn from that mistake of holding out their players. And really, the Chargers aren't very happy with Merriman missing the mini camps and the summer classes. So this is just going to hurt Merriman in the long run. Because really, we have a lot of depth at linebacker with Ben Lieber coming back and really, all 22 stars are back, so he should be getting his butt in there, learning the system, and really getting ready, you know, getting himself ready to contribute to the team. But A.J. Smith is not going to budge, according to the San Diego Union-Tribune article. He's going to stand firm, and he's not going to give in right away to any of the Poston's demands. Also in the news, let's see here, the Chargers are having some issues. Not so much the Chargers, but the Chargers' medical staff is having some turmoil. Apparently, David Chow, one of the team physicians, is suing his partner Paul Murphy. This right now, the Chargers do not have any comments in regards to this situation. So, how it affects the Chargers right now, it's to be determined. So, according to the article, there is some infighting there, and there's even some history with some old Charger players such as Ryan Leaf, defensive back Greg Jackson, and linebacker John Haskins. They all have blamed Oasis, which is the medical group that both of the Charger team physicians who are basically fighting with each other work for. So we'll see what happens there, and we'll keep you up to date as that develops, but hopefully that will not affect the team in any way. And finally in the news, Vincent Jackson, our second round pick, the 6'5", 241-pounder out of Northern Colorado, expects to sign this week. So he's not anticipating any problems whatsoever. And unlike Merriman, he's ready to go. He's been there during many camps. And according to his agent, Neil Swartz, he expects Jackson to make in excess of $1 million, including a signing bonus. So look for Vincent Jackson to come in and be there for training camp when it opens for the rookies on July 26th. So in this segment, I'm going to go ahead and give you my preview of the San Diego Chargers offense for 2005. Basically, we're coming back with the same offense that we had in last year, in 2004. We're going to break this down position by position, and I'll tell you exactly who we have at each position. So what we basically did in the offseason is added more depth at running back, wide receiver, and offensive line. At the quarterback position, we're very, very strong. Drew Brees is coming off a career year where he threw for 27 touchdown passes and just 7 interceptions. He had a 65.5% completion percentage, also with a career high 104.8 passer rating. So at quarterback, we're very strong. Drew Brees has come in. He'll be the starter, barring any injuries. And Phillip Rivers coming in will be his backup. And at the third string position, we'll either have Cleo Lemon or newcomer Craig Aux. So, again, we're looking very good at quarterback. Drew Brees came into his own last year and has basically proven that he is the leader of this football team right now. Well, at least for another year. So let's hope that he at least stays consistent and proves his naysayers wrong by having another solid season. At running back, definitely our strongest position. LaDainian Tomlinson is coming back, and it's a little bit different now. His role is a little bit different. He doesn't have to be the very first option. Of course, with Marty, we're going to run the ball, and he'll get his, but LaDainian is not going to be relied on so heavily, and it showed last year towards the end of the season where he was actually fresher towards the end of the season, and he was able to carry the load in some of those games. So at the running back position, we basically have LaDainian there, and then backing him up, we have Jesse Chatman, and second-year player Michael Turner is coming back. And what I'm looking forward to seeing is Darren Sproles. Now, I don't know how much time he's going to get actually at running back, but he will be returning some punts for us this year. I saw some highlights of him in college, and he's one heck of a running back. Very low to the ground, very quick. He reminds me of a LaDainian / Barry Sanders type of running back. So a lot of depth there at running back. LaDainian hopefully will be able to get some rest in the second half. Hopefully we'll build up some big leads again in the first half, score enough points so that we can rotate him and Jesse Chatman, even gives Michael Turner some time. So the running back's looking very, very good for us. Tight end, what can I say? Pro Bowler Antonio Gates is back. I'm not going to worry about his catching ability or his playmaking ability. the Pro Bowl tight end, had 81 catches last year for 964 yards, 13 touchdowns. He's just a monster off the line. He presents so many mismatches against the linebackers and defensive backs out there. Very athletic. For a third year player, he knows how to get open. He just does. He finds the creases in the zone defenses. He can get separation, can break tackles. So it's going to be very interesting to see him bounce back again this year. Now, the one concern I do have is that we don't have him signed long term yet, and I hope that that's not a distraction for him coming into this year. Also at tight end, we had Justin Peele coming in, very solid. Ryan Krause made some amazing catches last year, especially against the Kansas City Chiefs at the end of the year. I think he might be jumping into that second slot right behind Antonio Gates. And behind Justin Peele and Ryan Krause, we have Sean Brewer. So I don't know much about him, but we're looking very, very solid at the tight end position. At wide receiver, we have Keenan McCardell, who signed the contract extension to stay with the Chargers for another couple of years. He is our veteran player. He is a teacher out there. He's a very solid possession receiver. Can get some separation at times. So I'm not going to worry about him. He's probably going to be our number one receiver coming into camp. Behind him, we're going to have Eric Parker, who's developed into a solid, solid possession receiver. Still some questions about his durability, but he definitely had a great season last year, and I'm hoping that he can continue to improve and get better. One wide receiver that I am looking forward to seeing again is Rashay Caldwell. He had a fast start last year, looked very, very good. Unfortunately, he did get injured there, and I'm hoping that he will be 100% again. According to reports, he is at 100%, and I'm just hoping that knee holds up for him. Kasim Osgood, another wide receiver here from San Diego State, signed for another one-year contract, so he'll be back on the team. He showed some strides of improvement last year, and his biggest play was probably that play during special teams where he chased down Dante Hall from behind, caused the fumble, which we recovered, and that actually helped turn the game around for us there, helped preserve the win. So Kasim Osgood, I'd like to see the Chargers utilize him more because of his height. He can definitely cause some problems for smaller defensive backs out there. So let's see what happens to him, but not really sure what's going to happen there, especially with Vincent Jackson, the new rookie from Northern Colorado. He's a huge wide receiver too. So far during these mini camps, he's looked very, very good. He's a specimen. He's another slender type of David Boston, a little bit taller though, and hopefully he'll start developing here in the next couple of years. The one dark horse, the one guy who's really going to be a surprise if he makes a team, would be Ravel Martin. Now Ravel Martin is one of our NFL European wide receivers that plays for the Chargers there, and during the offseason he led the European NFL league in receptions and yards. He also had I believe 7 touchdown catches in 8 games, so he looked pretty awesome over there. But again, that's NFL Europe, and that's a lot different than the NFL, so let's see what they can do. And one other wide receiver to look out for is Malcolm Floyd, another wide receiver. He played a little bit last year towards the end of the year, and he looked okay. So lots and lots of depth at wide receiver. There's not that one stud wide receiver like a Randy Moss that sticks out, but as a collective group, I think they're going to be fine. In the offensive line, where we're looking solid as usual, we had 4 starters last year, 4 new starters that played. 4 out of the 5 actually started all 16 games. And only Nick Hardwick, our center, missed 2 games last year. So they were the key last year. They only allowed 21 sacks overall and stayed healthy. So if we can keep that group healthy again, we'll have a lot of success in both our passing game and in our running game. So right now, let me just read off the list of our starters there. Nick Hardwick, our center, comes back. Shane Olivier, right tackle, is back. Tony Finotti, who came into camp with a slight injury, I think there was a spider bite on his foot, is back. Mike Goff is back and Roman Oben's back. So we added a couple more rookies there to add some depth, but otherwise we're gonna have the same starters. Now my one concern on the offensive line is the loss of Hudson Houck, who went ahead and joined Miami. Apparently the Chargers didn't feel like paying him the market rate for an offensive lineman, or actually the top of the market rate. So we went ahead and brought in Carl Mack, former Charger line coach. So I think overall, Carl Mack's not going to change much at all. We're going to keep the offensive line scheme the same, and these kids are just going to get a little bit better. So that's basically it. So the San Diego Chargers offense coming into training camp, it's an exact replica of itself last year with another year of experience. So I look forward to seeing these guys light it up again on the scoreboards. So any video game players out there? I definitely am. Besides watching the Chargers play and following sports, I definitely enjoy playing video games, especially these sports video games. So last week I picked up NCAA Football 2006 from EA Sports, and I have been playing this particular game for the last couple of years, and this year's version is definitely the best. It's very much like Madden, and which I'm also looking forward to picking up here in a couple of weeks. But it's a must have for any college football fanatic out there. So if you guys have played this before, let me just run over a couple of the improvements and some of the new features for this year's version. This year they've added a new mode called Race for the Heisman, which you basically take on a role of a player by picking a position of your choice, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, whatever. You actually try out for a college football team, and you, depending on how you go through these drills that are set up for you, you get a scholarship to a number of different colleges. And if you don't like those colleges, you can always walk on to the college of your choice. So from there, the Heisman plays out into the normal dynasty mode, which is just a year after year mode of play for a football team. So you can take the weakest college team out there, and with that weakest college team, you can try to win the Heisman as well as try to bring this team to a bowl game. The graphics are slightly improved from previous versions. I picked the PlayStation 2 version, which is not as good as the Xbox, but it's pretty negligible. But the Xbox definitely does look a little bit better. But I picked the PlayStation 2 version because of the controller, and I'm so used to the button placements of the controller that I really just play on most of my sports games on the PlayStation. But aside from that, they have improved the animations. There's the AI has been improved a little bit. It's been tweaked a little bit more. There were some gripes last year in the 2005 version that it was kind of too hard to pass, but that they've adjusted that for this year's version, so it's a little bit easier, it's a little bit funner. The gameplay's fast, it's pretty furious. Defense hits hard, offense can break the big plays. Another thing that they've added to this year's version is the impact players. So what that means is that each team has their best players on the field, and maybe you have one, two, depending on the size of the school or how good the school is. Maybe you may have one impact player who can break the big play, such as a running back or a stud quarterback, or you can have a couple of impact players on defense. But those players can actually get in the zone. So if you're playing the game, you'll actually see these impact players marked as in gray. They'll have a gray shadow underneath them, a gray circle basically. And if this gray circle starts to flash a little bit, they are basically in the zone, meaning that they can break the bigger plays. They can maybe break that last tackle or make that big hit to cause the fumble. But anyways, the game includes all the major NCAA football teams, and as well as the smaller colleges. The rosters are pretty accurate, except they don't have the names of the players because obviously NCAA does not allow that. But you can do what I do, which is go on eBay, and for I think $20, $20, $30, you can buy a memory card for the game, and with all the names typed in for you and everything, and it makes the gameplay so much better.
it's nice to actually relate to number names rather than just seeing number 12 quarterback or something. But you can either do that or you can type it in yourself. It's really up to you. But if you type it in yourself, you'll be spending a million years doing that and not ever getting to play the game. So aside from that, the gameplay, it's fantastic. Again, like I said, the controls are great. And the biggest thing that I was looking forward to in this version is online play. In the last couple of years, NCAA football did not have online play. Only Madden had it, but this year now you can jump on, play against a friend. You guys can put on a couple of headsets and talk crap to each other, and you know, just see which college is better. So overall, this game is fantastic. You guys got to check it out if you're a video game player, if you're into the college football games. So run out there, you can buy it. And right now, apparently, if you live next to a GameStop, at least this is what they told me when I bought my game, is that if you buy it right now, where I spent $49, and trade it in when Madden comes out later on, and Madden again is selling for $49, you can actually get Madden for $20. So let me go over that again. You buy NCAA football right now for $50. You trade it in a couple of months later for Madden 2006, and they will give you Madden 2006 for $20. So it's a good way for you to play the college game, get your Madden fixed for a couple of weeks, and then get Madden, the full-blown Madden, for just $20 at GameStop. So check it out. I'm not sure if they're offering that everywhere, but at least here in San Diego, it looks like that offer is at every GameStop store out there. So NCAA Football 2006, it has my highest recommendation. Well, folks, that's all I have for you tonight. Just a couple of quick reminders. We are now listed on iTunes, or actually the Apple Music Store. So if you are using that to listen to your podcast, you can now go into the podcast directory, search for BoltTalk.com, and subscribe to us there. Otherwise, if you're using other podcast downloaders such as iPod or iPodRx, you can download our feed through feeds.feedburner.com/BoltTalk. The link is on the website, so please check that out. Also, we have a new voicemail number that you guys can all call to leave feedback. What I'm basically doing with that is I will get your shout-outs, your recordings, your comments, and add that on to my upcoming podcasts. So that would be pretty cool, having you guys on the show as well. So if you have anything to say, please call my voicemail number at 1-415-738-7554. That voicemail will be sent to me directly to my email, and I can download that file. And again, I can incorporate that into my future podcast. So also, if you guys are using Gizmo, the Gizmo project, that's the another competitor to Skype, you can send me a message through there as well. My username is BoltTalk. And again, if you have any feedback on the show, anything you want to say, please send me an email at BoltTalk@gmail.com. I just have a couple of thank yous. Thanks to all the people that gave me feedback on the first podcast, all the positive feedback. I really appreciate that. Thanks to Scott from GlorifyThePast.com for adding the BoltTalk website to his links list. I appreciate that. And I look forward to talking to you guys again. Have a good one. Superchargers.